This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh passed away in Delhi yesterday at the age of 92. He had been receiving treatment for age-related medical conditions and experienced a sudden loss of consciousness at home. Resuscitative measures were immediately initiated and he was brought to the medical emergency at AIIMS, New Delhi at 8:06 p.m. AIIMS Delhi stated that despite all efforts, he could not be revived and was declared dead at 9:51 p.m. Dr. Manmohan Singh retired from the Rajya Sabha in April this year after serving for 33 years. Born on 26 September 1932 in a village in the Punjab province of undivided India, he served as India's 13th Prime Minister from 2004 to 2014. A 7-day national mourning will be declared in honour of the passing of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. Sources have confirmed that all government programmes scheduled for today will be cancelled. Dr. Manmohan Singh's last rites will be conducted with full state honours. A meeting of the Union Cabinet is scheduled to be held today at 11 a.m. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the passing of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. In their message, the President said, Dr. Singh was one of those rare politicians who also straddled the worlds of academia and administration with equal ease. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has also expressed grief. In his message, Mr. Dhankar called the former Prime Minister a distinguished economist who transformed India's economic landscape. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also expressed deep grief. Mr. Modi said that India mourns the loss of one of its most distinguished leaders. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also expressed grief. Mr. Shah said Dr. Manmohan Singh played an important role in the governance of the country. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has also conveyed his sadness over the loss. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge has expressed that with the passing of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh, India has lost a visionary statesman, a leader of unimpeachable integrity and an economist of unparalleled stature. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also mourned the death of former Prime Minister and shared heartfelt condolences to his family. As part of the centenary celebrations of the historic 1924 Belgavi session of the Indian National Congress, presided over by Mahatma Gandhi, AICC President Mallikarjun Kharge hoisted the flag, launched the AICC executive and paid floral tributes at the Mahatma Gandhi statue in Belgavi, Karnataka yesterday. Congress leaders, including Rahul Gandhi, participated in a symbolic 100-meter walk to the Veer Savarkar Memorial where saplings were planted. Chief Minister Siddaramaiah unveiled a new statue of Mahatma Gandhi at the Veer Savarkar Memorial in Tilakwadi and inaugurated various development projects. Ahead of assembly polls in Delhi, Aam Aadmi Party yesterday accused Congress of trying to help BJP in winning the upcoming elections. Briefing media in New Delhi, party leader Sanjay Singh objected to some of the remarks made by senior Congress leader Ajay Makan against AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal. Mr. Singh asked India bloc parties to remove Congress from alliance if no action is taken against Mr. Makan. He also alleged that Congress's list of candidates for Delhi Assembly polls appears to be harming the AAP. Delhi Chief Minister Atishi also hit out at the Congress over the issue. Meanwhile, Congress has rejected allegations of Aam Aadmi Party. Talking to media in Delhi, senior Congress leader Sandeep Dixit has claimed that AAP earlier used to make allegations against leaders Sharad Pawar, Lalu Yadav and Mulayam Singh Yadav, but the party is siding with the same people today. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with hailstorms, gusty winds and lightning at many places over East Rajasthan, Punjab, East Madhya Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and West Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Marathwada, West Rajasthan and the Gujarat region today. India reduced Australia to 311 for 6 at stumps on the opening day of the fourth test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.